This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The trial for two former Aurora police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain has been delayed. It was due to start next month, but a judge has granted a request by defense attorneys to move it to later this year. There are also two other trials set, one for the paramedics involved in the case, and another for the first officer on the scene, also scheduled for later this year. Two Colorado wetland sites are getting millions of dollars to restore habitats. The Bureau of Land Management announced the money yesterday. The sites, one in North Park and the other in the San Luis Valley, will get a total of about $11 million for the projects. BLM Director Tracy Stone Manning visited the two places last week and says it's about making sure water stays on the landscape.
And what those wetlands do for us is store water. So longer into the season, there'll be water on the landscape, which is, you know, so important as the future portends to be drier and drier.
Stone Manning says the restoration will also benefit wildlife. Hundreds of pounds of seed potatoes will be given away in Woodland Park over the next couple of days. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
There are four varieties available from the Colorado State University Extension Office that come from the San Luis Valley Research Station. Gardeners use seed potatoes to propagate plants because many potatoes from grocery stores are treated with a chemical to help prevent sprouts. The Great Potato Giveaway takes place Thursday and Friday from 8 to 5 or until all 450 pounds of potatoes are gone. Those interested should bring their own bags. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Denver hosted the city's first NBA Finals game Thursday night. The Nuggets beat the Heat 104-93 in Game 1.
The first Finals game in franchise history is a rousing success. Denver's 9-0 at home in the playoffs. They take Game 1.
Game 2 is Sunday at Ball Arena in Denver. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.